This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Wow, it's crazy to see Sean Hannity on the same page with me about the fact that if they have big news sites and they go do these profile interviews, they should put out large chunks of them at least, not talk to Sean Hannity in March. I was wrong. It wasn't last year. It was this year, a few months ago. Not talk to Sean Hannity in March, Ted Koppel for CBS, for 50 minutes, and then it's 70 seconds. Imagine 110 minutes was how long I sat down for the fifth interview or whatever it was with Megyn Kelly, and then they have a 19-minute piece, and I'm on there about 2 minutes, and I know it's edited together garbage because I have the tapes. People say, well, then release the tapes. We're going to. But I have a limited crew, and I'm going to make sure they're hard-hitting because we're going to show the clips from the show where she edited me together, and then we're going to say, here's where she edited me together. Now, here's from this point on the tape, unedited. Here's where she edited this together. It's from this point in the tape and this point in the tape. Bloop. We're going to show timelines. It's a lot of work. It's like a documentary. I'm not going to just throw the tapes out. I've decided I am going to show you how they engage in this manipulation. Remember Katie Couric got sued because she had a, quote, focus group, a panel of gun owners? And she was asking them questions like, give me one example where guns do something good. And, of course, they all gave great answers because they were sitting there taping it. They could prove that. But on the show, they'd cut to the woman going, like she was watching paint dry or daydreaming. They cut to the guy. He's, And what they do is they aim cameras at you and say, we're just getting some room sound. Just sit there like you're doing nothing. Then they run the camera for a few minutes on each person. Now they got cutaway shots to make you look like buffoons. Gun rights groups suing Katie Couric, others involved with Under the Gun documentary. Katie Couric responds, Under the Gun controversy. Now, you notice Hannity's taking the high road with a little lady, Megan, and other friends. She was saying nice things about him when she was here. And I'm sure it's true that she went to the interview and then they edited it. But definitely the kind of stuff that this gun rights group sued over has already happened here. Deception. Manipulation. Misrepresentation. I mean, I've got her for 25, 30 minutes going, oh, I'm obsessed with you. Oh, it's not a hit piece. Oh, I think you're a good guy. Oh, I promise it's not a gotcha piece. I promise it's not a hit piece. And then it's the worst hit piece the earth has ever seen. With me all with hot lamps all around me and, you know, lit from below and just incoherent garbage. And I'm done talking about that for now. Later, I'm going to air the whole segment from Hannity because I think it's something everybody should really be debating and discussing here and that we should start demanding from the networks. Hey, you've got unlimited bandwidth, unlimited space. You'll get a lot of views. People want raw interviews. It's what they're after. Why would you not put out your edited 19-minute piece and then after, so it doesn't compete with it, put out at least large chunks that's unedited, but they can't put out 2-minute chunks, 5-minute chunks, 10-minute chunks, because it would be coherent. Instead, you watch that piece, it sounds like I'm a gibbering idiot. And I talked to Nico and others that were there. I was tired. I've been interviewed off and on for 12 hours. And so there were a few times that I gibbered or stammered, but that was only a few times. It was taken out of context. And quite frankly, I'm so sick of Megyn Kelly and so sick of the globalists, I didn't even have butterflies during it. I was just so sick of the same stupid, twisted questions and got you answers and just all the games they were playing. But again, regardless of how bad I did, And I'll say I didn't do too good. People are saying I'm a genius. No, I didn't do too good. It doesn't matter. People hate MSM so bad, and they're so sick of it, I've been raised up on people's shoulders.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer. And because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imbrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imbrix Essentials.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes, my good buddy and, of course, InfoWars.com contributor, Joe Biggs, former Army Sergeant, Patriot, is going to give us his take on leftist stabbings all over the United States and Europe. We have more stabbings, more truck attacks in England and in France today by the loving jihadis. And a friend of Joe Biggs got stabbed last night. They screamed, "White boy gonna get shanked." Because he had, there's a photo here of him in a Hillary for Prison shirt, and he had conservative stickers and Trump stickers on his car. We're going to be talking about that here in just a moment. And that ties in to Colonel Schaefer warns of bloody civil war, societal collapse. That was last night. A month ago, he warned that the deep state is trying to overthrow Trump and trying to cause this civil war. And then that ties in to this entire stack of news that I've got right here. Tucker takes on Democratic strategist who tweeted, hunt Republican congressman, hashtag after the Scalise shooting. This is a high-level Democrat saying, let's go after more people. The Huffington Post writers made jokes about the man that died in North Korea, Otto Warmbier. They said, hey, he's white. He's privileged. I'm going to play that coming up in the hour. He's a frat boy. Because, see, there's this weird alliance with any authoritarian regime, no matter how hellish it is, with these trendies. Continuing, Bernie Sanders urges supporters to act in unprecedented way to stop Republicans by any means necessary. And, of course, you've seen supporters out shooting and trying to kill people. UN report, number of global refugees, that means Muslim men, hits record high, more than 10 million people in 2016 traveling to the West. Knifeman drives at children at Kent, former military base. Armed police on the scene stop him as he screams Allah Akbar and tries to stab people. Report, terrorist rams into police car in botched attack in Paris. Same thing. First driver death in Calais after migrants drag tree trunks onto the motorway. They routinely rob the trucks on their way to the English Channel tunnel and pull the drivers out and rob them. There's thousands of videos of that on YouTube. But this guy got killed. They're saying it's the first death. Infidels should have their throats cut. Italy arrest Iraqi refugees over ISIS support. Terror flags wave openly in the streets of London. That's CNS News. Murder of Muslim girl blamed on Trump was committed by an illegal immigrant. Think about how controlled the media is. A Paul Joseph Watson article on Infowars.com. An illegal alien kills a Muslim girl, and then they say, look, it's a terror attack on Muslims because of Trump's hate. But really, it's just another illegal alien killing somebody. Murder of Muslim girl blamed on Trump was committed by an illegal immigrant. President held responsible for death. His border policy may have prevented the murder of an American Muslim teen in Virginia. That leftist blame on Donald Trump was actually committed by an illegal immigrant. As soon as the fact of the story became known, leftists suddenly lost all interest in the case. I wonder why. 17-year-old Nabra Hashim was killed during an incident on Sunday when Darwin Martinez Torres drove up a curve towards a group of about 15 teens who were walking in Fairfax County after participating in an event at All Dulles Area Muslim Society. Torres became enraged after arguing with one of the teens on a bike before leaving his vehicle and chasing the group with a baseball bat. The suspect caught her and hit her with a bat before taking her body into an unknown location in Loudoun County. And then it goes on from there. And our only issue is there are a lot of mentally ill people, a lot of criminals that come in out of Latin America already fleeing justice, just like folks used to run to Latin America from justice here. And then they're above the law if you commit crimes over and over again, and the courts basically see them as above the law. Why is that the case? I'm not trying to just single out Muslims or anybody here. But the fact is the media continues to try to cover things up and spin things. And is openly trying to push us into a civil war. Here's a clip, again, that I played last hour, of Colonel Schaefer warning about this on Fox News.
This is the issue. If the governments who are responsible for our common welfare, common good, and defense are shown to be ineffective, people on the opposite side are going to rise up. So what you see here is the automatic response, force on force, of certain folks coming back to essentially create, to retaliate. So, again, the pathology is clear. If one side begins to act violently, you have inevitably the other side starting to come back. It always happens. So we have to understand if the government does not stop the violence on the left, you'll see more violence on the right and retaliation. It's inevitable.
Colonel, you fight in war zones. People are getting way too crazy about politics. These are a difference in philosophy.
It's the leftist doing.
We shouldn't be shooting at each other and trying to stab each other.
Precisely.
Rushing in stages. It's out of control. Hopefully people, rational people, will dial it back. I didn't think I'd have to tap into your terrorism knowledge for these segments, but sadly we do.
The president, for better better or for worse, is the ultimate classification or declassification authority. He can talk to anybody about anything, no matter what the level is. And beyond that, I understand that things were instantly twisted by the National Security Council staff and leaked, obviously, to the Post. And there was a very delayed, very muted response where they should have been right up there outlining the facts right up front about how this is completely false. So I think they, like you point out, the White House communication staff has to believe they are now at a state of war. This is war. It's called information operations, information warfare. And clearly, the other side, the deep state and the Clinton folks, and I have to say some folks on the Republican side are all lining up. The battle lines are drawn. And it's time for people to understand how to deal with this as if it's a war.
The deep state is committed to maintaining this assault, it seems. I mean, we're right. Not even 4 months into the Trump presidency, and the assaults continue, the attacks continue, and we have, as you indicated at the outset, right. The New York Times and the Washington Post, these are no longer fake news. I mean, they are, it's an entire psyops. It is a disinformation campaign from previous, former journalists. What do you think, having some experience with all of the above, would be an appropriate response by this White House?
Well, two things. First, you're completely correct on the papers. I mean, this is they've become Pravda, just to use a Cold War metaphor, and it's shameful. Secondly, regarding the very fact, and look, I've met with senior intelligence officials now in place, and Lou, they have to go through and sort out who is going to be actual career people who are going to do their job and those who are loyal to the previous administration. And some of these folks have transitioned from what we call political appointee jobs into career jobs. So you got to go through. My recommendation, I'll tell you what I said. You need to go fire two levels down. Everybody below you two levels, fire them. Be done with it. Thank you for your service to America. It's time for you to find a new job. And then start looking for people who are going to be loyal to the American people and to the policies of this president.
That's where we are. And the left isn't the left. It's a bunch of foreign bank-funded crazies backing Bezos and everybody that are destroying the economy, battling Trump, trying to cut taxes for the average person. It makes me so mad to see ignorant mobs of people believing the propaganda, running around stabbing, shooting, and murdering. And it's not conservatives doing it. It's 99% of the time liberals. And then you heard Fox News earlier going, it's wrong for both sides to do this, shooting people and stabbing people and rushing on stages. So, we rush on stages and say, stop having murder the president rituals in public. Okay? This isn't First Amendment. You're promoting with taxpayer money. That's the same as shooting a congressman and cops. Joe Biggs joins us to break this down. One of his friends got stabbed last night out in California. We can show folks the article on Infowars.com. Here, him with the gentleman that got stabbed. This is a real travesty. Antonio Foreman, tell us about what happened, Joe.
Yeah, he was at a free speech rally yesterday with Kyle Chapman, a.k.a. Bass Stickman. He's also Baked Alaska, Tim Treadstone's bodyguard. He goes to all these events across the country, to free speech events, to different events where Antifa and the left are trying to take down monuments of American history. So he's been to a lot of these events before. He's a well-profiled person.
Looks like he was targeted, is what you're saying?
I believe so. I mean, I believe it was an Antifa attack or something. The fact that
they probably said they were Armenians. They're probably Muslims, probably trying to scapegoat Armenians.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting that they said that the car ran through a barrier and then ran into his car. Then they got out all nonchalantly and said, hey, you know, yeah, let's exchange information. And then all of a sudden they flipped out. I mean, who runs into a car through a barrier on accident? And then all of a sudden it turns into a stabbing. I mean, the cops are saying it wasn't premeditated.
Totally premeditated. They were they were gutting themselves up to do it. They were making sure there weren't any guns out. They were a bunch of cowards.
And it's interesting what you're talking about earlier with that Muslim girl that was killed. There was a lady named Amy Siskind. She's a verified account on Twitter. I don't know what she does, but she goes, oh, my God, this is what happens in Trump's America. I go, that's BS. I said, you have an agenda, and you're ignoring the facts that she was killed by an illegal alien. If POTUS was allowed to do what he wanted to do with a travel ban and build the wall, this wouldn't have happened. I said, you're using this to spin your own agenda, to blame it on the white man, to blame it on the conservative, when in fact it was a minority who killed another minority, has nothing to do with Trump, has nothing to do with conservatism. It just has to do with a bad person. person that got through the border when he shouldn't have been here in the first place. And now you have the Daily Caller. They've come out with a list of attacks on conservatives. Just in January, a Trump supporter was knocked unconscious after airport protesters repeatedly beat him on the head. A Trump supporter was attacked another time after putting out a fire that was started by an anti-Trump protester. And, I mean, he goes on and on and on.
Well, you know what needs to happen? People need to start packing. And when somebody pulls a knife out or something and tries to kill them or attack them, people need to defend themselves and put these animals down. But let's say that's me calling for terror. No, if somebody tries to kill you, defend yourself. That's America. We're not North Korea where you liberals go on vacation and just dream of how you could be in a death camp torturing us to death and raping our families. We're going to fight you dirtbags. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love the guy. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Mm-hmm. clear. I am not for offensive attacks on the left, on communists, on jihadis, on anybody. But if somebody walks up and says, get ready to be stabbed, white boy, get ready to be shanked, and pulls a knife out, you better have a concealed carry, you better draw, and you better defend yourself. Now, that's what they teach you, concealed carry class, you name it, but go get your own training, go get firearms training, don't be looking for trouble. I'm not looking for trouble. I don't want the trouble of having to put somebody down. But, you know, I've had leftists walk over to me in downtown Austin and say, you and Trump can go to hell and show me their gun. And I'm just like, are you kidding? And that time I was with four people who were all armed with concealed carries and we were all going to the shooting range. We walked out of a restaurant. He followed us out and we all turned like in a gunfighter movie. And we're just standing there. And I was with trained military people. And the guy kind of got sense and walked off. But that's where this country's gone, ladies and gentlemen. These people are whacked out. So the question is, do we run like they tell them to do in England? If a Muslim's running over with a car or shooting you or stabbing you, do you say, I'm sorry, I'm a European or I'm white or I'm Christian, and just help them slit your throat? Or do you, like, line your kids up in the street for them to run them over? Or do you just bow down and worship? Or if a leftist wants to stab you, you say, I'm sorry, here's the heart. I mean, because that's how crazy all of this has gotten. So we're not even being sarcastic now. We've reached this point with a bunch of hyper-violent scum that wants civil war funded by a bizarro Nazi collaborator. And we've got, here's the clip, Bernie Sanders, do whatever is necessary, go to the next level, do whatever you need to. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. And even though my support has just shot cops and other people and almost killed a congressman, do whatever you want. And CNN's got guest on with Will Putzer. He wasn't evil, he was a good man. And Putzer's like, yes, yes, yes. Well, what happens at some point? Here is Bernie Sanders.
Our job from coast to coast is to bring millions of people together. When I talk about a political revolution, this is what I'm talking about. Is for people all over this country
to make it
pressure on every level
to
of
make
government
Venezuela.
To say that in America, you know, we are the wealthiest country in the history of the world. We are not going to do horrendous things to millions and millions of working people. We got to stand up and fight back. We have got to be involved in the political process in a way that we have never been before, because what is happening now in Washington is unprecedented. This is the worst piece of legislation, the House bill, that I can recall in 25, 26 years.
Yeah, he likes stuff like they had in Venezuela, North Korea, and Cuba. Joe Biggs, where is all this going? I mean, how bad can this get?
Well, here's the thing Americans have to realize, that most Americans are complacent. Most of our citizens have never been in combat situations. Most of them have never had to live day to day with the fear of possibly being shot, attacked, blown up, or anything like that. So Americans have a different mindset, and they need to break that mindset, and they need to think offensively. It doesn't mean act or react offensively all the time, but it means to have that thought in the back of your head. If something does go wrong today, am I ready to deal with this? And when you're in combat, you constantly have to think about what could possibly happen, and you have to run through different types of scenarios in your head as to how I'm going to react to defend myself, and always look for different ways out. So, for instance, in a parking garage, where are my exits? Where are my entrances? You know, is it well lit? Am I parked in a well lit area? Am I parked in a dark area? Am I being followed? You know, things like that you need to think about. Do I have a knife on me? Where is it? If I'm left-handed and I have a knife in my left pocket, I'm carrying groceries with my left hand, I've automatically taken seconds away from my action or my reaction time to be able to draw that to protect myself. So people need to break away from that complacency that they have, that it's not going to happen to you. Just like Europe has to get used to the fact that almost every day there could be an attack where ISIS could blow them up, stab them, attack them. And we have a similar threat here with Antifa and with the left, because they somewhat are aligning with ISIS-like tactics.
And now they've programmed some minorities to just attack whites because they're white, not even wearing Trump shirts, not even doing anything. In fact, some people wearing red hats are now being attacked. It's being reported. We have to, again, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if we give into this intimidation, the globalists are going to win. We've got to be more political now, be more out in the open now, and quite frankly, everybody needs to conceal carry to defend ourselves, to begin to send a message that when they attack, just like somebody robbing a liquor store or breaking in your house, when they attack, unfortunately, they're going to have to pay for their ignorance.
Well, what people have to think about, too, is it really worth me going out to that bar and having those drinks in an area that I know that I'm hugely outnumbered politically in my sense? You know, if you go out and drink beers or you can drink alcohol and you go back and pull a gun, you're screwed. So there's a lot of things you have to think about.
Exactly. The globalists want the left to segregate from libertarians, the right, Christians. Unfortunately, they live off our money anyways. It's time to ostracize them. It's time to shun them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Laura Lerner is an amazing libertarian patriot activist. I've been familiar with her work for a while, and we finally got her on the show. She was on Hannity last night. And, of course, speaking of Hannity last night, we're also going to debate the fact that Hannity said, listen, release the Alex Jones tapes. That's what NBC should be doing. In March, Ted Koppel interviewed him for 50 minutes and aired 70 seconds of what he had to say, edited so bad it was unintelligible. Now, at least he didn't put a light underneath his chin like he did me. I mean, this is incredible. And then they said Joe Biggs was a liar and that we didn't catch drugs coming across the border, even though local news said it was clearly drugs. And the FBI asked to meet with Joe. I can talk about this now, and commended him, and he got intel from the FBI about an ISIS base that they weren't even allowed to go to. And Joe went there. Then the FBI met him again. And then a year later, Judicial Watch got the documents and confirmed it was all true. Of course it was true. The FBI contacted us because Joe, they thought, was crazy enough. They said brave enough to go in there as a journalist. They wanted video of it. So they were followed the whole. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But that just shows how this lady that reads off a teleprompter is pointing her finger at Joe Biggs. You know, a veteran of all combat wars, patriot, great job at InfoWars, contributes to InfoWars, and then he's a liar. Everything on her piece is a lie. So I'm sick of her piece. Worst ratings in the history of Dateline NBC. But that's the story. People have rejected it. Laura Loomer joins us, and of course, you can find out more about her on several websites. I'm going to ask her the best place for people to go, because she's involved in a lot of different sites, therebel.media. And, of course, she's worked with a lot of other great organizations as well. She ran up on the stage at Shakespeare in the Park, where they're openly got the Trump character with the American flags, with the Eastern European Melania wife. They're admitting it's a simulated murder of Trump. They're promoting his murder everywhere. Then the media tried to say, oh, it's not really Trump. She's just crazy. It's a 500-year-old play from the most famous playwright ever, William Shakespeare. This is the deception and the games they play. You can follow her at freelaura.com. And again, she joins us right now with Joe Biggs to break this down. And then, of course, we have the host of Fox and Friends saying that you were wrong. And I want to start a fight with Fox News that you were wrong. Kilmeade and others are saying that you were wrong to rush the stage. He says, we don't want shootings and stabbings and rushing the stage. Shootings and stabbings isn't rushing the stage. We're being peaceful, saying don't promote violence, standing up with free speech. They're the ones that take over events and don't let people speak. You just took over for 2 minutes and pointed out that they were simulating the murder of the president. There's this big national debate with conservatives over whether this is right or not and whether we should adopt the tactics of the left. Those aren't tactics of the left. Those are tactics of survival and taking action. And the globalists should know the libertarian right-wing patriot movement is about to get a lot more aggressive because we're trying to head off a civil war. Laura Loomer, what do you say?
Well, those are constitutional rights as well, Alex, right? So we have a right to free speech, a right to protest. And as long as it's peaceful and not violent like the left, I have a right to get up on that stage and protest against the assassination of our president and incitement of violence against the right.
That's right. I mean, they're openly simulating murder, saying kill everybody. It's happening. They're calling for civil war. Top Democrats are calling for civil war. In fact, are we doing enough to aggressively, with information, get in these bullies' faces?
No, we're definitely not. And, I face a lot of criticism from people in the conservative movement for using what they're calling a leftist tactic. But if you look at Saul Alinsky, for example, promoter of leftist tactics, that's what we need to do. We need to adopt Alinsky tactics. And like he said, Alinsky rule number 4, use the opposition's playbook against them. If we're going to win this war, which is a culture war, we need to start giving them a taste of their own medicine and showing the hypocrisy of their tactics by using their tactics against them. Because what was I doing? I got up on that stage and I protested their events. How many times have we seen lefty protesters interrupt and shut down conservative events? But then when I do it, it's not okay?
What happened to the Trump event in Chicago? They shut down the entire thing. And the fact that they're even going to compare these three things, shooting, stabbings, and rushing a stage in the same thing, that's just beyond me right there. I mean, there's nothing about rushing a stage that has anything to do with actual violence. She was protesting the actual, like she said last night, this violent porn, this assassination porn that we're seeing, the fact that people are promoting it as okay. Then we see Kathy Griffin hold a bloodied, beheaded version of Donald Trump, and his son sees that. It's completely traumatized by that. It's making it okay for that. It is empowering people like this guy who went to the baseball game and purposely picked out Republicans to shoot. This guy had a kill list. There's so much fear-mongering coming from the left that people are buying into it so much that they are willing to go out, stab, and shoot at people.
Right, and one thing that I mentioned, too, was that people were being encouraged by Kathy Griffin and also this play, Julius Caesar, in which the president gets stabbed on stage. And just one day after I warned against liberals stabbing conservatives and stabbing our president. A conservative, pro-Trump supporter, Tony Foreman, was stabbed, and now he's in the hospital because liberals stabbed him, right? And Antifa recently just published a new poster that said, "We beat them before, we'll beat them again." And it shows, a knife being jabbed inside somebody wearing a Pepe logo and a swastika on their hat. So they're calling us Nazis. They're using imagery from Julius Caesar, the knives, leftists armed with knives. If you saw the picture of me on stage, I interrupted it during the assassination scene because I wanted to stop the scene.
And let's be clear, the minorities are not the people pushing this. And I'm not just saying that to virtue signal. It's true. It's mainly white liberals, big money, George Soros's, the Clinton Foundation, openly funding all these TV shows and movies where Trump's racist and I'm racist, and then Tom Brokaw says I'm racist, and then Hillary Clinton says I'm racist with no proof. They don't ever show it. And then they have Tom Brokaw back on the news Sunday night saying it. It's crazy. And now all over Austin, they've got images of women with machine guns shooting conservatives that the Communist Red Brigade have put out, saying, stand up, shoot back and all this other stuff, as if we're out there shooting and killing them and as if we are the Nazis. This is just totally insane, but they're whipping themselves up into this frenzy wanting violence. Laura Loomer, where do you see this going?
I think it's only going to get worse unless, our politicians and members of the liberal mainstream media start to condemn political violence. So Julius Caesar was funded by the New York Times and CNN. If you have, how many members of the public watch CNN and read the New York Times, right? If so many people in our country are influenced by this liberal ideology and, these liberal media outlets are paying to incite violence, it's not going to change unless they publicly condemn the alignment with ISIS, the alignment with Islam, this continuation of political violence. And so it's really up to us conservatives to lead the fight. I see it getting worse, though.
Well, it's interesting because people are saying that these plays, these images that Kathy Griffin put out aren't really empowering people to go out and do stuff. And that's complete and total BS. When Tony was stabbed yesterday 9 times, Baked Alaska tweeted out at first, and then he called me up and we talked about what was going on. I was looking at the responses. People were like, oh, they should have stabbed him more so he would have died. This cracker deserves to be killed. And these are the responses you're seeing from the left day in and day out without zero remorse for human life, for anything at all. They don't care. They want us to die. There is a war going on, and people have to understand. To get out of that complacency mindset, to change how you think and understand that our world is changing around us, we have to be ready. It doesn't mean to act first, but if the time does come to react, to be ready and to do it right.
Well, that's right. I mean, take Brian Kilmeade. I'm not trying to bash him, but he's there last night, and he's interviewing Colonel Schaefer, and then I guess this morning, and he then again says, well, they're shooting, they're stabbing, they're rushing on stages. Everyone needs to stop. No, the left is shooting and stabbing and running people over with cars. But at a certain point, conservatives are going to start responding back, which I don't want. A bunch of dead, mindless liberals that we were unable to deprogram, I want to break their conditioning. They're not real liberals. I don't see myself as a conservative. I see myself as a classical liberal, Thomas Jefferson style. More taxes, more freedom, more mobility, more of everything, more choice. That means real diversity. That means real tolerance, not all the left's authoritarianism. So the left is truly an authoritarian group of scum.
Well, that's their goal, though. Their goal is to push a conservative to a breaking point where he reacts instead of thinking first and does something so they can go see. I mean, look at the attacks that have happened in Europe over the last few days. You got one guy who drives a van into a crowd of people, kills one person, I believe it was, at the end of the day. And it's like, oh, my God, terrorism in London. Terrorism, terrorism. And it's like everyone's up.
And they say, this is the right wingers. It's your fault. You all need to be banned. It's all the Christians' fault. And then meanwhile, but whenever a Muslim blows up 22 girls and kills them, oh, it's not a Muslim. We all need to be peaceful and just give in and go along with it. Let me ask Laura Loomer this question. Why, because you're a woman and you're there in New York City, why do you think the left and feminists particularly are so in love with radical Islam? Is this a form of cuckolding? Is this a form of masochism? Is this a form of Stockholm syndrome?
I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely not a feminist, and I've been very outspoken against the alignments of the feminist movement with Islam. I think that anyone who calls themselves a feminist really has a suicide wish. I think they have a suicide gene. I think that the left, you know, they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. It's a case of mental illness, this extreme sense of liberalism. It really is. It's borderline mental illness. And
it's a jihad. I mean, it's a death wish. It's a war wish. They want a rite of passage. I mean, they dream about a red terror overthrow and how they're going to murder everybody. There's suddenly red brigades just marching all over Austin, attacking people, attacking pet sanctuaries, cat sanctuaries, saying, get out of here, gentrified scum. Get out of here, white people. And it's almost all white college students running around.
You know, just like you said, Stockholm syndrome. It's a mental illness. These people have been brainwashed by the media, and I can't explain it any other way than just a mental illness, really.
I mean, I've been saying this for a long time, that liberals have a suicide gene, and there's a reason behind it, because they're so obsessed with this social justice warrior mentality that they want to go help minorities, and they feel empowered by it. They feel so good by it. Well, the thing is radical Islamists aren't stupid. And they see that their only way into this country is to use these people as pawns. So they play victims, and they go, oh, yeah, fight for us, fight for us. But what the left fails to realize, 9 times out of 10, they'll be the first ones to fall victim to those guys once they actually get into the country, establish their footprint.
That's right.
And are able to start voting and making real changes. If you look at the amount of, whites in the world, they're not, you know, having babies. But if you look at the amount of Muslims in the world, they're having way more babies right now than anybody else. There's a good chance that we're going to be the minority at some point in time. They want to come into the country, they want to overpopulate, and they want to have their ability to outvote us. And the next thing you know, you got Sharia law, and the liberals are going to be the first ones to go down.
I want to ask both of you where you think this is going. At the end of the day, I don't think it's the Islamists that I'm even worried about in the final summation. It's that the globalists are bringing them in, have this master plan, are so anti-Christian, are so anti-West, and just foaming at the mouth, and the universities are literally falling apart. They're giving people nearly worthless degrees. I see civilization going into the mud, all because a bunch of billionaires wanted to make the public more manageable, so they dumbed us down and divided and conquered us. But since I mentioned Kilmeade, here he is trying to equate conservatives' incredible restraint, Americans' incredible restraint, saint-like stoic restraint, with us being involved in the reign of liberal violence and terror sweeping the globe. Here it is.
This is the issue. If the governments who are responsible for our common welfare, common good, and defense are shown to be ineffective, people on the opposite side are going to rise up. So what you see here is the automatic response, force on force, of certain folks coming back to essentially create, to retaliate. So again, the pathology is clear. If one side begins to act violently, you have inevitably the other side starting to come back. It always happens. So we have to understand, if the government does not stop the violence on the left, you'll see more violence on the right and retaliation. It's inevitable.
Colonel, you fight in war zones. People are getting way too crazy about politics. These are a difference in philosophy.
Right.
We shouldn't be shooting at each other and trying to stab each other.
Precisely.
Rushing in stages. It's out of control. Hopefully people, rational people, will dial it back.
Hopefully.
I didn't think I'd have to tap into your terrorism knowledge for these segments, but sadly we do.
So, Colonel Schaefer's warning, we're going into a civil war. The deep state wants to overthrow Trump. This isn't a game. I look at the fools that hate the economy being turned back on. They're racing to kill the economy. A lot of smart economists think that Trump tried to save it. They thought he could have saved it. Right now, they're saying signs are they are blocking him cutting taxes. If that doesn't happen, they think everything else is going to fail. Too little, too late. Ron Paul and many others say that. What's going to happen If the recovery fails, we plunge into a serious depression, and the left's trying to impeach or kill the president? I don't see how a civil war doesn't break out, and then it just comes down to our states and our police and our citizens to come together and not give in to this intimidation and this terror. What do you see happening?
Well, I mean, I know a lot of police. I'm really good friends with, especially after the RNC trip, the whole Cleveland Police Department. I mean, these guys are sending me baby gifts and stuff. I mean, the police that I talk to around the country, even in Austin and stuff like that, most of them are aligned with us in how we think the conservative ideas, more states' rights, more power to the people, not being revenue generators. You know, I go to gun shows all over the country, and I talk to retired sheriffs that hate their jobs. Just giving out tickets to do that. So you actually have real police. You have real people out there within the government that want to do the right thing. So if it does go into a civil war and we spiral out of control, I think we're going to have a lot of good people on our side, a lot more than what a lot of people are thinking right now. And we have a lot of good people out there that know how to use their guns, that know how to actually go out and get food, who actually know how to live off the land, and who just don't sit around in their mom's basement eating Cheetos all day playing video games. You know, the worst thing that could happen for the left is for something like that to happen, because the people on the right are the ones that are outdoorsmen. We're the ones that go fishing and hunting and live off the land. For them, it would be the worst thing in the world, but for some reason they want it, and it goes back to that whole thing that the left has a suicide gene. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, I agree with Joe. And one thing that you just said, Alex, you said if the left is trying to kill our president and assassinate him. They already are. It's not a question of if. They already are actively plotting to assassinate and,
exactly.
So there have been over 12,000, threats to assassinate President Trump on Twitter since he's been elected president. I don't think I've ever seen that many active threats against the president's life ever.
Well, what about newspaper editors? Every major newspaper I've seen has had writers saying, kill him. You know, I'll buy the bullets. I mean, how are they going to feel?
You have James Devine, I think his name is. He said, hashtag hunt Republican congressman. He tweeted this. He's a Democratic strategist, a paid Democratic.
He went on Tucker Carlson last night and defended it.
Yeah. Yep. So he's hunting. I mean, Joe just talked about hunting, like Republicans being outdoorsmen. And now the left is using they want to hunt.
Well, let's come back and talk about that, because, you know, you saw the day the congressman got shot last week. Well, Blitzer had a guest on saying this guy's not evil. He's just tired of stuff. You know, he took political action, and Blitzer was like nodding his head. What happens then if people that we're trying to stop start going out and just saying, hey, it's just political. I'm going to blow your head off.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Second with Joe Biggs, Laura Loomer will do 5 more minutes with us in the next hour. Then I'm opening the phones up in the third hour. Then Paul Watson will host the fourth hour from London, England. Always powerful. I haven't really gotten into North Korea, the liberal wonderland, and how the left was saying they basically hoped he would die. Well, Otto Warmbier did die. That's all coming up as well in the next hour. Briefly, before we go back to Laura Loomer, who has so much courage to actually go up on a stage in front of people and speak the truth to a bunch of crazed death cult worshipers. They're having a simulated murder porn orgy. So say what you want about her. She has got guts, and I salute her, and I thank her. And they said she was a paid activist when she wasn't. So I'm going to send her, I think I said a couple $1,000. I need to get her contact information because we have our $200,000 contest going, exposing CNN as ISIS, exposing mainstream media as terrorist. If you get Infowars.com in, that's fine. But even though she really wasn't part of the contest, I want to take liberal lies and with alchemy, make them true. She wasn't a paid activist, but now she is. She deserves awards. She deserves to be put on a pedestal for her guts. No guts, no glory. We'll get final comments from Joe Biggs and then from her here in a moment. Briefly, help fund our $200,000 contest by getting the image of Kathy Griffin and Trump's head chopped off saying CNN terrorist. There's other variants as well that says fake news. There's other T-shirts that we sell as well. It's all about meeting like-minded people. It's all about getting back in their face. It's all about spreading the word and starting conversations and exercising the First Amendment or losing it. And we have store-wide free shipping for a few more days. I don't think I'm going to keep the free shipping with some of the big specials we've got because we're about to sell out of a lot of products. But right now we got 30% off the Good Halogen X2. Learn the secrets of nascent iodine and why ours is the best. Get Z-Shield, known herbs and Shilajit and zeolites that detoxify the heavy metals and toxins out of your body. That is a brand new product, really popular, 30% off out of the gate. I want you to get introduced to it. 30 to 40% off all the My Patriot Supply food that we then private label InfoWars Select to be able to sell it for 30, 40% below what anybody else can. Water filters, the very best, lowest prices on ProPure, AlexaPure, and others that blow away all the other gravity-fed filters. We have the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, continue to support the broadcast because we're trying to support activists and patriots all over the world, not just here. And our talking points of liberty are leading the fight against the globalists. We'll have a few comments in the next little segment from Laura Loomer. But from you, Joe Biggs, final points you'd like to impart. You're going to be in studio tomorrow co-hosting.
Roger that. So what's happening right now is the world's changing around us. What we have to start doing is understanding how that world's changing around us so we don't become victims. Like I said, there is a war going on. Many people don't realize it, but we are the targets of a violent, radical leftist movement, and we're also the targets from radical Islamic jihadi terrorists. So we have to be on that extra lookout. Break that complacency. Learn to think outside of that box you normally are. Don't put yourself in a comfort zone. Put yourself in an uncomfortable situation mentally. Prepare yourself and be ready for these violent attacks. Now, don't ever go out and violently do something first, but in a defensive manner, if you are attacked, you should always have something pre-planned in your head and ready to react at that point in time. And break out of that complacency. Change your mindset. It's important right now because, like I said, we are the targets from a very violent, radical leftist movement, and they're gaining momentum. And the best thing we can do is to be ready for that and have a clear path to that way that we can do something.
Joe, how do folks follow you on Twitter and Facebook?
at Rambo Biggs, and then go to just Joe Biggs on Facebook. Trust me, you'll know the picture. I usually have a grizzly bear suit on, or I'm holding my daughter. So
or both. That's America right there.
Oh, yeah.
And, folks, America isn't perfect, but compared to North Korea and most other places, it's great. That's where we're from. That's why we're promoting it. We're hoping to spread it through peace worldwide. Third hour straight ahead. Final comments from Laura Lerner. Then your phone calls and more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.